The fighting in Sudan that's spilled into a fifth day despite a ceasefire is taking a heavy toll on medical facilities. Hospitals have been destroyed. People can't access doctors. Ambulances can't move safely and basic drugs are hard to find. Sudan's health ministry says 16 hospitals have been forced to close in Khartoum state. It's warning the number is likely to rise. The Sudanese Doctors Syndicate says 39 out of 59 basic hospitals in the capital and other conflict-affected areas are now shut. Some clinics have been bombed while others have closed due to a lack of supplies. Sudan's Doctors Committee says it's struggling to treat the injured.
With the escalation of violence and security tensions, the doctors had to evacuate all the cases, except the cases inside the intensive care units. There is a shortage in staff, medicine and oxygen. The hospital is witnessing a shortage in many things, even the doctors we have left.
Fareed Abdul-Kadir is the head of the Red Cross country program in Sudan. He says that the organisation has not been able to provide humanitarian assistance because of the fighting.
At the moment, it is almost impossible to provide any humanitarian services in and around Khartoum. There are calls from various organisations and people trapped asking for evacuation. For the past 4 days, people have been out of water, food. Electricity has been rationed in some places, totally disconnected. So we're talking about a situation where there has been calls to the Sudanese Red Crescent and also to the International Red Cross Movement presence in Sudan almost on a daily basis from people wanting basic humanitarian services. This will not be possible until assurance for safety of the volunteers. We have thousands of volunteers who are ready, able and trained to perform humanitarian services. Unfortunately, due to the current situation, they are not able to move. We have ambulances, we have people who are able to provide the first aid, the psychosocial support, but that will only be possible once that humanitarian corridor is assured by all parties.
OK, let's go live now to Hibbert Morgan in Khartoum. Look, Hibbert, we'll get an update on the damage done to the health infrastructure in just a moment. But first, can you just bring us up to date with the fighting there this morning? Has the ceasefire been basically completely ignored?
Yes, that's very much the case. From the very first minutes of when the ceasefire was supposed to come into effect, we were able to hear heavy artillery and heavy shelling around the vicinity of the presidential palace, around the vicinity of the general command of the army. Those are the scenes of intense fighting over the past few days. In fact, since the start of the fighting between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army. And even now, on the fifth day of the fighting, we can still hear the sounds of heavy artillery, the sounds of shelling, and it's not clear who is shelling at who exactly, because it's not clear for many people here to get a sense of who has the upper hand. But the Sudanese army did release a statement in the early hours of this morning saying that there is fighting ongoing around the vicinity of the general command of the army. They say that the rapid support forces once again tried to attack the general command and that they are repulsing those attacks and were able to strike many of the vehicles of the rapid support forces. The airport, another scene of heavy fighting and bombardments. There has been another airstrike. There's been another strike. It's not clear if it's an airstrike or just heavy shelling at the airport. A fuel storage depot has been hit with heavy, heavy smoke coming out from those vicinities, the vicinities of the general command of the army and the airport. So it's clear that despite that, this is supposed to be a period where there's a ceasefire and the two sides giving the chance for civilians to evacuate or seek basic necessities. That is not happening and fighting is still ongoing.
Yeah, this is, of course, having a massive impact on the health facilities there. Can you just give us an idea of just how dire it is for the doctors and nurses there?
Well, from the very first day of the fighting on Saturday, there has been concerns about the health facilities because many people were not able to leave their homes to be able to seek medical assistance. And those who were able to get to the hospitals were not able to find enough medical staff and medicines to attend to their medical needs. Now, over the past few days, there have been many hospitals, dozens of hospitals that have been destroyed by shellings and some hospitals that have been raided as per doctors and being used as bases for operations by armed groups. So the medical situation is quite quite dire. There is one hospital which, in the late hours of Tuesday, put out a statement saying that that they were partially damaged by heavy shelling. That's Al-Fidil Hospital, not very far from the vicinity of the general command of the army. And they said that they had to evacuate many of their patients, except those in intensive care units, because those cannot be evacuated. They say that there's a shortage of fuel and they're operating using generators, but that there's a shortage of electricity. They're operating using generators, but that may run out of fuel soon and they would need some backup. But that is not going to be possible because of the ongoing fighting. There are also shortage of medical staff and medicines in those medical facilities. And then there are the patients who are already trapped at home, unable to seek hospital assistance or medical assistance. So the situation, the humanitarian situation and the medical situation is quite dire as fighting goes on between the two sides and as more and more people keep getting injured.
Okay, thank you so much. That is Hibba Morgan for us in Khartoum. Well, for many people in Sudan, social media has been the main source of information. Sada Haidat has more on what's being shared online.
Despite the constant internet interruption, some doctors have managed to post videos online, and the situation there, they're saying, is dire. They appear to show bodies lying in the emergency room at Al Jawda Hospital in Khartoum. Now, the doctor that's speaking in this video is speaking in Arabic, and you can hear it in his voice. He's shocked. Staff are overwhelmed. The number of casualties is rising, and medical supplies are running very low fast. Now, many doctors, nurses, and patients remain trapped in medical facilities across the country. Incredible scenes that we've been seeing here in some of these videos where staff from a dialysis centre in the capital, Khartoum, are able to make a lucky escape. Patients were wheeled out under heavy gunfire. Some can be seen even to be wearing hospital blankets to keep them warm. Now, also in the capital, 88 students and their professors are still trapped in the University of Khartoum since the fighting started on Saturday. Now, they've turned to social media to call for help.
The situation is really scary. Fighting has started again and it's continuous. This evening, one of our students was killed. We haven't been able to bury him yet. Another student is critically injured. We need rescuing. We have run out of food. We're really scared. We're scared we will also run out of electricity and water.
Now, the area where the university is located has seen some of the fiercest gun battles. Let's take a listen. Now, students on Monday tried to escape from the campus's library. That's where graduate student Khaled Abdel Menem was shot and killed. Now, he's since been buried by his friends and fellow students on campus. But the rest of the students and staff still remain trapped. The army has released a statement saying it's trying to reach them. And for this family, I don't know if you can hear it just in the background, but a terrifying moment captured on camera as grandparents try to comfort kids in the house. They're shelling outside their home. Many have been hiding under furniture or in other places you can see there and as far as they can from the windows. Now, some good news, though, also shared by people in Sudan, despite the violence and the chaos. Video of a newly born baby was widely circulated on social media, bringing much needed joy, as you can see just there, to its family.